The idea of Alberta separatism was floated in the later stage of Canada's national election in April. Alberta is the heartland of the Conservative Party, and some people appeared frustrated over a fourth Liberal term in office in Ottawa. And they raised the issue that long-standing grievances might lead to a move for separation. Alberta Premier Danielle Smith, a Conservative, proposed legislation that would make it easier for citizens to call for a vote to secede from Canada. But that's concerning to many First Nations in the province and in Western Canada. Recently, chiefs of four Alberta First Nations issued a statement saying that any efforts to separate will be met with their full opposition. Here's Troy Bossman-Knowlton of the Piikani Nation.
Talk of separation is really insanity, because there is no pathway to separation. You can have all the referendums you want.
And Billy Joe Takaro of the Mikisew First Nation threw a copy of the proposed legislation into the air when he spoke.
Bill 54, this is what we think of you. You're garbage like that.
The chiefs say that large areas of the province are governed by sacred treaties between First Nations and the Crown, and those lands are held in trust by the Crown for the benefit of First Nations and not as property of the provincial government. And those treaties were made before Alberta entered into Confederation in 1905. And some Native leaders say for Smith to make that kind of a promise without engaging with First Nations shows the lack of respect for the original inhabitants of the land. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.